This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Tromsø, Norway. It is August the 11th. We're outside the hall where the General Assembly is meeting, and they have spent the morning discussing a number of issues, most prominently the actual voting delegation was on the floor. And one of the most prominent topics was the voting power of Gabon. I have with me the president of the Gabonese Chess Federation, actually the delegate of Gabon, and his name is Bartholomé Bongo, and I will just ask him a few questions about the proceedings and about chess in the country. So I'd like to introduce Bartholomé Bongo. How's it going so far?
Yes, very well, thanks.
Good. So in the last several months, there's been a lot of talk and discussion about the situation in Gabon. Can you give us a little background on what happened in terms of the Gabonese chess delegation in the voting?
Yes. Well, in 2007, I was president. Since 7 years, so in 2014, in February, we organized a general assembly of the Association pour le Développement des Échecs au Gabon. So we win the election, so now I'm the delegate of Gabon inside the FIDE. So the opponent lose the election, and we, after the election, we have to write a letter that we support Mr. Garry Kasparov. After that, we have a lot of problems. So FIDE organized a disorder by Mr. Nkube. He came in my country 5 times since February to May, and he put a puppet association inside the FIDE website. So we cannot vote, and we cannot send a team to the Tromsø. After the letter of the official government, 3 letters of the official government and the National Committee Olympic of Gabon to the FIDE secretariat and the directory of the FIDE, they don't want to accept the paper, and now we cannot vote.
So the person who lost the election was actually put in as the official representation of Gabon. What type of documentation did they produce to prove that they were the rightful delegation representation for Gabon?
Though they proved the false document and no official document. There are nothing, but we are just unhappy to say that FIDE forced power for vote. And when you look at this document, there are no, because we have the support of the Ministry of Sport and the National Olympic Committee. Yeah, nothing.
So this case went before the FIDE Electoral Commission, and they looked at the information apparently, and what was their conclusion?
They conclude that we cannot represent our country, but they have the letters of our official government. Well, we don't understand, because FIDE have to respect the government, and I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know what is happening with this commission. I don't know. I know that the commission is composed by 5 persons, and 4 is supporting Ilium Gino. So
in this meeting, in the General Assembly, we heard a lot of conversation about Gabon. In fact, most of the meeting was about this case. What was the resolution that came out in the General Assembly?
I say that we have to look the statute of the FIDE, perhaps to change everything inside, but
change in your favor.
No. Now I cannot vote. I cannot vote. Yeah, just a discussion. It was inside the schedule. Mm-hmm. They are to discuss about the situation in Gabon, about the case of Gabon. It's just this. Perhaps they have to change after vote because me
after the vote.
After the vote, because me, we are a sovereign government, so mm-hmm. we must choose who I decided to become a president.
So the president, the FIDE president, said something about giving the vote to Gabon, to Kasparov. What was your understanding of that?
I don't understand. I think you know that Gabon is it's a complicated case for him because FIDE do a bad thing. And I don't understand why he said that now, because he have to recognize me when my government send a letter for him. He have to do it immediately, not now. That's just I don't know.
You're saying it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late because he don't respect my government. He don't respect me. He don't respect the people of Gabon. I think it's a shame for the president.
So let me ask you this question. I interviewed you back, I think it was it in Dresden, I think, maybe 4 years ago, I think I interviewed you, and something bad happened in that tournament with Pierre Moulin, who is now deceased, but in our interview you said that was, you know, you felt very sad. This incident, this is the second incident. Will you still have enthusiasm for chess, or does this really damage your impression and enthusiasm to move forward?
No, the damage is very big because here we are. Me, I am coming, and my government sent me to help Kasparov to win, to explain my story. Perhaps another delegate or president can change her mind about the presidential board of FIDE, actually. And if Mr. Lyumjinov won the election, I think Gabon don't want to continue to work with FIDE because it's not the organization what we want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now I think, it's my personal, I think the FIDE is weak. Mm.
So in terms of the future of chess in Gabon, from the time I talked to you first to now, is it growth? Is there growth in the country? Is it kind of stagnant? Where is the chess at now in Gabon?
In May 2014, Kasparov came in Gabon. And he met our president, Mr. Bongo Ali Bongo Ondimba, and we signed a document with the Kasparov Chess Foundation to develop chess in Gabon. So I think the future in Gabon is very good because the high authority of my country want to develop this sport.
Mm-hmm. So even if, let's say, Kasparov does not win, you will still continue to work with the Kasparov Chess Foundation. Mm-hmm. And maybe even to some regard, FIDE has to still be there. Maybe whether or not you want to, because you hold tournaments, if they're going to be FIDE rated, then it has to go through a process. So you have tournaments planned, or what's your schedule plan for Gabon in the future?
It's about 2015, because now I think we cannot do something, but we have a lot of sponsors we want to work with us to develop chess in Gabon, Yes, I know that every player have to have a rating, to because it's just not to play inside Gabon. But we have to. I have to go to my country to explain to other members, mm-hmm. and we have to see what they have to choose together. And if it's not, we don't want to work with to continue with the FIDE. I don't know. Well, I have to return my country and ask the member.
Okay. So the this deliberations, this vote is going to take place, and if Garry Kasparov says, okay, I have not won the election, and he agrees to work with FIDE to make things more smoothly, mm-hmm. Will you then consider, mm. you know, if you still have the support of Kasparov and Kasparov agrees, mm-hmm. you know, to try to reform FIDE, mm-hmm. would that be a consideration?
Well, no, it's not. No,
This is probably you're probably saying it's independent of what he does.
No, what Kasparov does.
I can't change my mind. I can't change my mind. But I say that we have to ask the member first, because it's very important, because the FIDE don't respect my country. I think and a country cannot leave the situation of Gabon. It's not very good. It's a very big damage. So no, if Kasparov wants to work with FIDE, it's up to of him. Mm-hmm. But me, I have to go to my country as the member. If they are okay. No problem. I can change my mind. I'm to work with the FIDE to arrange the situation. Because now, I think there are no rules. But if you don't respect the member, I think there are no rules. Mm-hmm.
So in terms of there was a meeting yesterday, the General Assembly mm-hmm. meeting for Africa.
Yeah.
And it was a very, contentious meeting, mm-hmm. and it went on for a very long time. Mm-hmm. What is the future of African chess?
Me? I don't know. Because, I don't know, yesterday we assist to something dictatorial. The presidential board decided to stop the meeting. Mm-hmm. We don't know. They don't ask the member if they can do this. No, they just stop and throw away. I think it's not respect. I think FIDE now don't respect the members. And I don't know if we can go somewhere if this one, we don't have respect mm-hmm. each other. I don't know.
Well, hopefully we all have learned something, you know, from this process. And they say that, you know, you get stronger from these trials and tribulations. And hopefully the chess in Gabon will find its way. Mm-hmm. And again, this is something that will make the country stronger, make the chess community stronger. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have my support. You have the support of the chess drum. Mm. And hopefully I will be able to assist you in making those dreams come true for chess and Gabon.
Okay.
So if you have any closing comments for the chess drum audience.
Yes. No, I want to appreciate your help, because when Gabon need help, you respond, and I very appreciate this. And all of the member of the chess room, the lecturers of chess room, to the help they gave to Gabon, because if we are just alone, I think we don't have the force to fight. And I said thank you for every people to bring to Gabon a force to fight. Thank you very much.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to come to Gabon. I have to work on my French, but hopefully I will be able to visit one day, and we'll have more chances to talk. Okay, this is Daim Shabazz. We're in Tromsø, Norway, and we're about to go back into the General Assembly, and we're signing off here.